You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Health Life Magazine, Two Meals, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Wintersville Fitness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells. This is 105.9 WVGA, and we have got a fantastic show for you tonight. We are going to be talking with some very fit fathers. This is in honor of Father's Day coming up on Sunday. So, Chase, what about that? Fit fathers here tonight on Fit Talk Radio.
That's right. I'm hoping I can be a fit father in
one day soon.
Yeah, one day soon.
Not any day soon. Well, let's go back. Back up, Chase. Not any day soon,
no,
but one day in the future.
One day soon. The next within 10 years.
There you go. I like that very much. Well, you know, just a lot. You know, it takes a lot to be a father, first of all.
That's
and
right.
Then to be a fit father on top of that. You know, I mean, working, taking care of family, and then trying to take care of yourself. It takes a lot of dedication.
How do you find the time to go to the gym with all that?
Absolutely.
You know?
We're going to find out talking to these fit fathers. And we've got a variety of ages, a variety of professionals. And so we're going to find out how these fathers have stayed fit over the years. And,
that's right.
I think most of these guys have stayed fit over the years.
Definitely.
Very, very excited about talking to these guys. But next week, I know you're going to want to be here, Chase, because we're going to have Tracy Livingston here.
Awesome. It's been a while since we've had her
on. Valdosta Health and Wellness, and we're going to be talking about one of our favorite subjects.
What's that? Got a nervous where you're going.
Well, it's testosterone and how that affects the body in men and women. And also, you know, talking about testosterone has to do with your sexual health. So, you know, Fit Talk Radio is about all types of health. So whether it's your sexual health, your physical health, your emotional health, you know, that's part of it. So, you know, we're going to be talking about how testosterone plays a part in that equation there. So you can bring your headphones and your earplugs and all that kind of stuff, Chase. And we'll be talking with Tracy because, you know, she's pretty and she's professional.
She is.
But, you know, there is a psychology and a physiology to how testosterone affects your sexual health.
So, definitely.
So we're going to be talking with her. And Candace is going to be here talking about soap from Naples, Florida, and how it works on your skin. And I've tried that Naples soap, and it is absolutely fabulous.
Is it?
So I'm very excited to give a testimony about that soap. I thought, oh, this is just another beauty bar. But
right.
It wasn't. It's a great soap. I had a little rash on my body, kind of from heat, I guess, and sweating and standing in sweaty gym clothes
right.
sometimes too long. And I'm telling you, I thought, well, I'm going to try this soap. And it worked.
Worked wonders, didn't it?
It really did. And it has sea salt and just a lot of good things in it. It's pure. It comes from Naples, Florida, and they have a whole line of that there. But I was very impressed with it. And I don't like to back anything or say anything, you know, on the air if I don't believe in something.
Right.
But I, like I said, Candace gave me a bar and I thought, well, I'll just try it. But I really, and not only that, I've had it now for over a month and I still have some. It's
really?
Not like it doesn't just dissolve away, you know, in the shower.
Interesting.
So Candace is going to talk a little bit about that. But Tracy Livingston hadn't had her on in a while, but
that's
she's
right.
going to be here talking about how testosterone works in men and women and
awesome.
How it affects our sexual health. So that's going to be an interesting show. We'll be talking. I'll be posting more on that on Fit Talk on the Facebook page. So y'all be checking in on that. We're going to take a break and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with our fit dads right here on Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137. Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication dedicated to promoting a healthy lifestyle in the South Georgia area. Our next edition of Health Life will be Food, Glorious Food, featuring nutritional information, recipes, and catering and summer food ideas from Big Nick's, Do Meals, Red Owl Coffee, and of course, Carter's Produce. So pick up your free issue today of the Food, Glorious Food issue from Health Life Magazine at Winners Hill Fitness, Black Crow Media, or at In the Game Magazine.
Hi, I'm Danielle, a personal trainer and group fitness instructor at Wintersville Fitness. I would like to invite you, your friends, and family to come try out our gym and awesome classes like Tabata, Strong by Zumba, Dynamic Yoga, and many more absolutely free. Call us today at 229-469-4292 and stop by our location at 1711 Norman Drive or Black Crow Media and pick up your free pass today. Whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just get healthy, Wintersville Fitness is the place for you.
Are you having a hard time eating healthy? Is it difficult to decide what to eat? Do you want a new energized you? Well, you're in luck. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Do Meals, and we believe in delivering delicious, healthy, balanced, and nutritious food. Eat good, live good is the motto we live by. Do Meals is affordable and makes life easy. All you have to do is order online at domeals.com, pick it up, and watch the results happen. That's D-U-M-E-A-L-Z.com. Use discount code EGOOD5 for $5 off, or give us a call at 844-DO-MEALS.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Good evening and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and I just have the pleasure of having a room full here in the studio of good-looking, fit fathers in honor of Father's Day. So let me welcome our fit fathers today. I believe we have Jeff Rowe in the house. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Maria?
I'm doing wonderful. And I have Lloyd Childrey. Lloyd, how are you? And I have my wonderful, good-looking husband.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, Maria. Boy, I really like that. Good to see you too, Jim, James. Well, we're going to have Terrence Boyd is on the way. He'll be joining us just shortly, too. But, Jeff, of course, you are no stranger to me or to Fit Talk Radio or to Wintersville Fitness or yes. to being healthy. So tell me just a little bit about how you got into fitness, you know, why, tell us how old you are, and how it equates into your family life.
Maria, I am going to be 48 this year. It's almost hard to say. But I started working out, like a lot of young men, in high school, playing football and different sports, and really got hooked on it in high school and just enjoyed the fitness lifestyle, eating healthy, even at a young age. That was something that I always done, drinking water and eating, you know, not so fatty foods as much as you can as a teenager. But through the years, continued to work out. As I got married and had kids, that slowed down for me and stopped working out at one period. And then once you get out of doing that, it kind of, you get in a little bit of a slump, but I worked myself back into working out. And,
well, let me ask you this, because, you know, as I was doing a little bit of research on fit dads, I found that a lot of times that's what happens, that once you get married
yes.
and then those children start coming and then you have that, your career and everything going on, that's what tends to happen. You have that slump there.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So how many years was that and how many pounds did you gain? I'm going to put you on the spot there.
Now, well, it was about 10 pounds.
About 10? Okay, well, that's
not
too bad.
I was lucky it was only 10 pounds.
That's not bad, Jeff. That's
but,
great.
Good genes. I can thank my mom and dad for that. But 10 pounds, probably, you know, maybe 10 years.
Okay.
About 10 or 15 years.
Okay.
Yep.
And so 10 or 15 years went by, so then you decided, hey, and the kids by that time were in school.
Yes.
They weren't babies anymore. It's keeping you up at night, so forth and so on.
Yes.
So,
well, my wife is absolutely gorgeous. So
she
I've
is.
Gotta stay,
I can attest to that.
I have to stay fit so she likes to look at me.
There you go. Hey, I understand that. Yeah.
So that's a motivating factor for me.
I'm certain that it is.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm certain that it's a motivating factor for her to do the same.
Yes.
But that's another day. That's another show. You know, so how did you... What did you first start doing when you decided, hey, this is, I got to get back in shape? What did you first start doing?
Well, the first thing I started doing was a little bit of cardio to fit just physically, you know, where I can be able to work out.
Sure.
I didn't jump you know, when I was younger, I used to lift heavier weights. But as I've gotten older, I'm figuring I just need to try and maintain.
I think some of us in this room, except for Lloyd, would resemble that remark. Yeah. Lloyd's the biggest guy in the room. I know y'all can't see us, but, you know, the rest of us are just trying to maintain. Lloyd's just lifting those heavy weights. I watched him today at lunch. So go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah. No, he uses all the weights in the gym.
Everybody he does.
Has to come
he
over
does.
There and borrow weights from.
That's true. He does.
But yeah, it's you know, it took a little while to build up a routine to get back into working out. But you know, once I did that, like many other people, I think once you get in the habit and routine of whether you're going to go in the morning or you're going to go at night, just pick a time that's best for you, and just stick with it.
Well, now I know that you don't come by yourself. You have made it a family affair.
Yes. Yes.
So tell us about how Candy works into the equation and how your children work into the equation.
It's so I've got two boys. I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old. My 14-year-old is a little more motivated about working out than my more athletic son, who thinks he doesn't need to work out.
Sure.
But we're still encouraging him to do that. But it's, you know, for us, it's another time to be together, to work out, stay healthy. And I think, you know, you encourage each other to eat the right foods, working out. It helps motivate each other to get to that next step.
Well, I know that I saw you say, I think it was Parker that wanted to do the spin class the other night. Was it Parker?
Peyton. Yes.
You know, and y'all were rushing into the spin class. You and Peyton went in and did the spin class. So how was that?
Oh, it was awesome.
As a father and a son duo.
It's awesome. We love doing things together, and we got a new spin instructor as well. She is awesome.
Heather, she is great. Absolutely.
She will kick
at Wintersville Fitness. That's correct. I took her class Monday night, I believe it was, and I was 18 minutes, I think I did. I was in that class. I didn't get through the whole thing, but Grandma was hanging on, and I'm going to do it some more, and I'm going to build up.
It's a fun class.
It really is. It really is, and she is very, very good. So, I mean, if you were talking to a new father or even someone your age who's just now getting started or wants to get back into the game, what advice would you give them, Jeff?
Don't stop working out if you've started working out. It's really tough to get started again, but I would just encourage, you know, make time to, whether it's with your wife or your kids, to work out together. I think it's a really great positive thing, and it's just another way of spending time with each other.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, as I was looking, you know, at different things regarding fit fathers, there's a lot out there. There's even a national convention for fit fathers.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Fit Fathers Nutrition and Fitness Awareness.com. They have a whole fit fathers convention, all kind of things going on. I mean, it's just a huge event. Never saw it before in my life. You know, one of the things that it says too is to lead by example. And I think that's a great thing that certainly each of you sitting here, are doing in your lives. You're leading by example, leading your children. Another one that I found at fitfathers.com, a lot of good things for all age fathers. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I found too, that new fathers, you know, like you, Jeff, you know, mm-hmm. you said, hey, you know, I started having those babies and, you know, I was overwhelmed, but they're encouraging new fathers to do things with their children, their babies, to stay in the game, mm-hmm. and then teach their children. I picked up this article online, and it's talking about that they had studied did a lot of research on how an obese, if you're an obese father, and you, your wife, and you are obese at the time that your wife gets pregnant, the chances of your child, son or daughter, being obese are greater. And they did this huge study on mice and rats, mm-hmm. and they went to the second and third generation. And it was amazing to me, you know, that if the father is eating a high fatty diet, fast food, so forth and so on, you're how likely your children are to be obese.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
I believe that because it has a lot to do with what you bring into your household. regarding food.
Right.
You know, if you're bringing fatty food, chips and sodas.
But this goes back
lifestyle.
To just the sperm. I mean, they're talking about just the sperm. I mean, you know, if you're fat when you get your wife pregnant, that your
you're
children
making Jim blush over there.
You know, I don't think so. But I mean, that's, I couldn't believe, I was like, really? And they did this study on these rats, and you know, that in animal studies, research has found that children who were conceived from the sperm of an obese father who consumed a high-fat diet showed a poor ability to respond to a glucose challenge, even while eating a healthy diet.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, isn't that crazy that even so, you know, if these findings hold true in humans, then a father's diet and body composition at the time of conception is likely to affect his future child's health risk of lifelong disease.
Wow.
And this is by Todd Fulston, PhD, a researcher involved in the work from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Robinson Institute and Research Center for Reproductive Health at the University in South Australia. Fathers should aim to be as healthy as possible at the time of conception to give future generations the best possible chance of good health. That was something I had never heard or read before.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, so I just thought that was very, very interesting reading. Never heard that before. And they you know, had a control group of mice. And they did it, like I said, two or three generations, and it still held true.
Wow.
So that was kind of interesting. Well, Jeff, we'll come back to you before
okay.
this is all over. I believe Joe has Joe Pate, my co-host, has arrived with smoothies from Smoothie King. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Maria. How are you tonight?
I am great. How are you? I believe we've both been lash loved today from Lashamore.
Yes, we have.
I can't see you from there, but I'm sure you look beautiful. I see that. Erin Jackson.
She does.
Erin Jackson. Gave us beautiful lashes today, and we'll just want to give her a big shout out from Lash Amore. So,
yes.
Thank you, Erin, for making me and Joe look beautiful always. We're going to take a break and hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Lloyd Childrey, our second fit father, right here on Fit Talk Radio. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137. Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication dedicated to promoting a healthy lifestyle in the South Georgia area. Our next edition of Health Life will be Food, Glorious Food, featuring nutritional information, recipes, and catering and summer food ideas from Big Nick's, Do Meals, Red Owl Coffee, and of course, Carter's Produce. So pick up your free issue today of the Food, Glorious Food issue from Health Life Magazine at Wintersville Fitness, Black Crow Media, or at In the Game Magazine.
Hi, I'm Danielle, a personal trainer and group fitness instructor at Wintersville Fitness. I would like to invite you, your friends, and family to come try out our gym and awesome classes like Tabata, Strong by Zumba, Dynamic Yoga, and many more absolutely free. Call us today at 229-469-4292 and stop by our location at 1711 Norman Drive or Black Crow Media and pick up your free pass today. Whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just get healthy, Wintersville Fitness is the place for you.
Are you having a hard time eating healthy? Is it difficult to decide what to eat? Do you want a new energized you? Well, you're in luck. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Do Meals, and we believe in delivering delicious, healthy, balanced, and nutritious food. Eat good, live good is the motto we live by. Do Meals is affordable and makes life easy. All you have to do is order online at domeals.com, pick it up, and watch the results happen. That's D-U-M-E-A-L-Z.com. Use discount code EATGOOD5 for $5 off, or give us a call at 844-DO-MEALS.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria Wells, your host, and we have our Fit Father Fit Talk show tonight in honor of Father's Day. And we have had just heard from Jeff Rowe, a great father, a friend, and been on the show a couple of times. And Jeff just talked about how his fitness life and his family life works together, and how it is hard to stay fit, but you just have to stay focused. There's a couple of ways that I found something online called Basic Training for Dads, 9 Ways Dads Can Get Fit and Stay Fit. And it, May was National Fitness Month. So, dads sometimes just got to have a reason to get fit. That was the number one. So why you get started and why you keep going. So with that in mind, I'm going to introduce Lloyd Childrey. Lloyd, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Lloyd, thank you for letting me twist your arm and you coming on the show tonight.
You did twist my arm.
I did twist your arm. I always do. It's a big arm to twist. Lloyd is our biggest guy here tonight. But Lloyd, tell us just a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you do for a living and how you got started working out.
All right. Well, we'll start with my age. I'm at the young, ripe age of 55. I've got a beautiful wife and 3 beautiful young ladies for daughters, obviously. I started working out at a very young age. When I say that, you know, junior high school, playing football, wrestling, played baseball. But as you know, Mercy, I'm half Polynesian and half good old boy from Dothan, Alabama. Daddy was 162 pounds soaking wet. I had always been fearful that the Polynesian blood would just kind of jump on me one day, and it did and it didn't. But I'd always worked out in junior high and high school, but that fear of just getting fatter, I guess, for lack of a better word, it always plagued me in the back of my mind. So
sure.
I stayed in the gym, and my football coach even looked at me and he said, you know, Lloyd, you're about 180 pounds as a senior. One more year, you're going to jump over 200. And that scared the fire out of me.
I bet.
But it was a good thing because I did jump over 200, but it was 200 in not necessarily lean muscle, but enough muscle to keep me in the gym.
Sure.
There were times where I did back out, similar to Jeff, but not that long. But the good thing about starting off at a young age and continuing working out is the muscle memory.
Absolutely.
So so I've always worked out. The jobs I've held in my life have all been office jobs, unfortunately. So I've had to set a schedule and a routine workout to keep me from that sedentary lifestyle. I've been in the billboard advertising business for over 20 years, and at this point I'm the general manager at Fairway Outdoor here in Valdosta.
Well, I mean, I know that, you know, and like Jeff and Candy, I know that every afternoon Jeff is going to walk through that door and come to the gym. I know at lunchtime I'm looking for Lloyd because that's your workout time.
Right.
So routine has become, you know, the norm for you, right?
It has too, and it's a discipline. You know, a lot of folks, if they don't have that discipline, it's hard for them to cut that time out of your schedule every day. And there are times I do come in the evening when I have conflicts or I have to take a customer, client out to lunch. We'll go grab something extremely lean, and then I'll get back to the office, do a protein shake, and then go to the gym in the afternoon or evening and then work out.
But your primary time is
lunchtime.
Is lunchtime. Well, let's talk about that. You're talking about lean. You know, at our age, and of course, me and my husband are about your age. I'm a little bit older, but, you know, it's harder as we get older, isn't it?
It is. I have found that I'm 240 pounds and I'm 5'10" on the best day of my life. So,
I like the way you said that.
So it's when I put 5 or 6 pounds on, it takes me a while to get those 5 or 6 pounds off.
Sure.
You know, I would think that with the mass I try to carry, that the muscle would keep me lean and keep it burned off, but it doesn't.
Right.
You know, I have to throw cardio in there every chance I get, but at 240 and 5'10", it's bad on the knees.
Right, sure, sure. Well, I'm finding that with myself, too. I hate doing cardio, but there you go, Jeff, me and that spin class, you know. I told Jim, I got up last Saturday morning and went to the gym and did the stepper, And then I did that spin class, and it's cardio time again tonight, which I don't know that the spin class will be over, thank goodness, yes, by the time I get there. I'm going to get to work shoulders with Jim, which I'd rather lift the weights than do the cardio. You would too, but I see you doing that cardio.
Yeah, I do, and you have to. You know, my girls now are 23, 24, and 25, and I'm blessed that I have stayed in shape just to keep up with them.
Sure.
And to get back to what you were talking about earlier, I find it interesting that the condition that the male is in has a direct correlation to the health, but the growth and
The obesity gene
right
in the embryo, I guess.
Well, something like that.
That's as technical as I can get. Okay.
Well, what's interesting about that is my girls were boom, 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 and at a time where I was in very good shape.
Wow.
So I believe now that you've said this, and I'm going to research it, that I'm hoping that that is why they are as healthy as they are.
Apparently, according to this research, that's exactly why. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, you know, and, you know, if you look around, and Jim and I go to eat at buffets sometimes, and we'll just look around at just, you look at parents and the obese, and the children following behind them, same thing.
Right.
I mean, it, you know, so, you know, I know that my husband has been a good example to his children, to my stepchildren, to his stepchildren, my children. And, you know, I think I've been a good example, which is why my boys have tried to stay in shape. So, you know, and it says lead by example. But not only that, but genetically, you know, to lead by example. That's what this article is saying. So, do the research on that a little bit. Let's follow back up on that, because that should be very interesting.
Yeah, I'll do that, because, you know, I used to, until tonight, I felt like my dragging them to the gym every day to go work out from the time that they were very young and
right.
in daycare in the gym to the times where they would work out with me along with my wife, and they'd be over, you know, on the cardio machines, I'd be on the weights, and we'd be looking over at smiling each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we just, you know, we couldn't lift together, obviously.
Right, sure,
different body types, and,
sure.
you know, we do different things. But my girls, now that they're older, they're all very active. I think I told you last time, I've got a daughter, my oldest daughter, who hunts and fishes a lot, but she also does mud races.
Wow.
She's done Tough Mudders, you know, several times over the last few years. My
wow.
wife has done Tough Mudders. My middle daughter hiked the TPD, the trail from Mexico to Canada last year for a graduation present.
Wow.
And then my youngest daughter, she swims, and she's very active. She was a gymnast. So, you know, we're just a very best family, blessed family to be.
Well, it sounds like you're a very fit family.
Absolutely. I hope my boys are listening.
Hope your boys are
listening. Well, you said catching up to do.
You said Peyton is into fitness, and Parker is.
Parker is a he's the more athletic of the two, but he chooses not to work out. His workout is at the golf course.
Sure.
So he's, you know, he's carrying around a 25-pound bag, 18 holes, and, you know, swinging the club. That's his form of fitness.
Well, I don't know a lot about golf, but I know a lot of golfers say they don't want to lift heavy weights because it makes their messes up their swing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's something that he's, you know, he's transitioning into. He's going to be playing for Valdosta State University and working with their trainers there on the best way to build the correct muscles. Something lean, not bulky, where it is going to change his swing.
Absolutely. So, I mean, he is staying fit, but not
yes.
necessarily in the same way that you are.
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, he's certainly not obese or anything. I mean, I've seen him. He's a good-looking kid. You have really good-looking boys, Jeff, by the
Thank
way. So, you know, so he's doing his own thing. It's just like I have friends that are runners, and, you know, they don't lift weights, but they're runners,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, I couldn't go out there and run a mile if you paid me. I mean, I could, but I'd be dying, you know. I could build up to it, but then they couldn't come in there and curl a 20-pound dumbbell either.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, everybody's different, and, you know, I don't cross-train a lot, so, and they don't either. So whatever we can find, though, to help keep us lean and healthy, that's what we need to do. One of the second things they tell us about dads starting up in 9 Ways to Stay Fit is to start at home. If you've got little, small children, and in minutes we're going to be talking to Terrence Boyd. He has joined us here in the studio, and I think he's the only one in the studio here with a small child, and we're going to talk about that because these dads have already got, we've all got grown children in here, but you know, sometimes you might have to just stay at home to work out. There's not the opportunity to go to the gym, not the time, but there are so many things, functional training things that you can do at home that you don't have to go to the gym. Of course, I believe in going to the gym, so I want to encourage you to go to the gym. But if you don't, then do something at home. And there's all kind of things that you can do at home and functional training. And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Or find a partner. Find somebody to be accountable to. Try to get in at least 30 minutes every day, if you can, at least 6 days a week. I know for me and Jim, sometimes it might be only 3 or 4 days a week. May not be 6 days a week. Lloyd, how many days a week do you normally work out?
Typically, it's 5 days, but I will sneak a Saturday or a Sunday in there when I can.
Yeah, good for you. Jeff, how what's your schedule like every week?
Usually Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Yeah, oh, good. So y'all are doing Fridays still?
Yes.
Good for you. Absolutely. That's absolutely great. I'm going to Terrence Boyd has joined us. Terrence, how are you doing this evening? Welcome to Fit Tall Radio.
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Tell us about that lovely daughter you have.
So Carmen is 1 year and 8 months old, and she is definitely my little ball of joy.
I know she is a beautiful. If you, I posted pictures of Jeff Rowe and his sons, and Terrence and his daughter, and my husband Jim and his two boys. So go and look on our Facebook page, and you can see that beautiful, sweet, beautiful little girl of Terrence's. Well, Terrence, tell everybody how old you are and what you do for a living.
All right, so I'm 27 years old, and I am a full-time personal trainer and a health coach.
And, you know, he's the one with the youngest child here. So tell us how that works, Terrence. I mean, I know even though we are health professionals, we still have to get our own workout in somewhere along the way. And tonight you were juggling that baby, you know, her to get here. So tell us how you fit that fitness in, and how you are a father, and how you and with your work schedule. Tell everybody on Fit Talk how it works for you.
So, you know, I have Carmen with me here full time now, and it's definitely a transition for me. It's been pretty tough, but you know, I've been doing my best to try to, you know, make the transition, you know, doable for me and doable for my clients. So, you know, I definitely have to work around her schedule and, you know, their schedules. And like I said, it's been pretty tough, but you know, she's usually at daycare around 6 a.m. So I'm having to get up around 4:30 to, you know, get her ready. And, you know, get myself ready and get her out the door to, you know, head to her daycare center. And, you know, pretty much in between those times, I'm training my clients, and I have to go get her at 6 p.m. And, you know, usually by the time she's, you know, ready to get out of daycare, back at home, she's getting something to eat, and she's right in the bed, and we're back doing it again in the morning.
Well, you know, did you take her to the gym daycare tonight?
Yes, I just took her. I took her past the daycare center.
Okay. Well, you know, Christian, my oldest son, grew up at the gym. I mean, 6 weeks old, he was in the carrier to the gym. You know, Carmen and she might have to be growing up in the gym. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
I mean, it's not a bad place for kids to grow up.
Sure.
You know, the twins, same way. Yeah, there was two of them. And then I had Christian and them. Christian by that time was in the first grade, and they were just being born, because he's 6 years older than them. So Christian took a hold of this fitness thing. So hopefully Carmen will too, like her daddy.
Oh, she definitely
learned to be fit. Yeah, learned to be fit. Well, Terrence, why did you get into fitness? I mean, how did you get into fitness? When did this start for you?
It's definitely been something that, you know, has grown on me for, you know, since a young age. Like I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and just being around my uncles up there, you know, they've always been, you know, in the sports and playing tennis. And my oldest uncle, he was a runner. So that's where I got my passion for running from. I actually I got a full scholarship to run for Darton College in Albany. And then I transferred to Valdosta State and finished up my running career there. And then after that, I actually played rugby for a year. I enjoyed that pretty good bit. Yeah, that was fun. My position on the field, rugby field, was pretty much like the quarterback for football. And after I finished playing rugby, that's when my business partner Des and I, we started our personal training business. And obviously, you know, getting into that, I let the rugby thing go just because, you know, for sake of having to get hurt and things like that. And you know, I've been doing that ever since. But like I said, I've always been in love with sports, and that's definitely been my passion. So just trying, you know, kind of transferring over that into helping people. That's definitely where my passion is now.
Well, I know that you are one of the top trainers here in Valdosta, Georgia. You and Des certainly would be in the top five trainers, I would think, here in Valdosta, Georgia. And I'm just blessed to know you and so excited that you were here tonight. You know, if you had to encourage a young dad, especially one with a young child, what would you tell them to encourage them to continue to try to stay fit? Because just like you said, you're juggling a lot right now. Mm-hmm. And it's hard probably just to get your own workout in, much less try to train all these people that you're training and then get your own workout in. So what advice would you give them to try to stay fit?
Just take it a day at a time. You know, every day is not going to be easy. You know, some days, especially with a younger child, you never know what's going to happen. For instance, you know, perfect example. Yesterday, I get home with Carmen. She's eating dinner, and she just throws up everywhere. I mean, it was bad. She puked everywhere. And literally, as soon as it started happening, I just put my hands out and caught it and, you know, started cleaning her up. So, you know, just take... Yeah, just
so
take,
that's a real
yeah,
dad.
Exactly,
there you
exactly.
go.
Just, you
a
take
fit
it.
Dad cleans up puke. There
yeah.
you go.
you know, you
a
gotta
real.
Take, yeah, you got to take it a day at a time. And like I said, you know, every day is not going to be easy. But as long as you're, you know, you're staying positive and having a good mindset and just realizing that, you know, it's life. You know, things are going to happen, and you just got to make sure that if you want to take charge of your life and you want to be healthy and you want to be. That's a part of being happy. That's why we always say, what, exercise is life, right?
Absolutely.
It's a part of life. And if you know, there's no coincidence that when you work out, you're releasing happy, you're releasing endorphins in your body that makes you happy. It's a part of your life. So you got to remember that and know that if you want to be happy and you want to be fit and you want to be healthy, you got to adapt. You got to adapt and you just got to make things happen.
Well, what about these veteran dads? Jim and Lloyd and Jeff, do y'all have any words of wisdom for Terrence?
listening to Terrence, it kind of reminded me of my journey through fitness. And it's kind of funny. I was thinking, you mentioned fitdads.com. I was actually on that site today, and they were talking about staying healthy for the sake of your children so you can be active and continue to do things with them. So, yeah, when you're a little kid, you do things just because it's fun. You know, you're out there, you're playing, and you're being active because it's fun. Then you get into organized sports, and it's like, okay, I'm going to work out, and I'm going to train because I want to be a better athlete. I want to have that edge. And then after high school and college, and after your competition days are over, then you might say, oh, well, I want to continue to look good. But now I'm in my mid-50s, and now I just want to be healthy. And one of the reasons I want to be healthy is because we have 6 children, and they're active. Well, we don't want to be left behind. My wife and I want to be involved.
Definitely,
so we
yeah.
have to be healthy. You know, if we're going to hike and zip line and do whitewater rafting and play tennis and golf and all that with the kids, then we've got to be able to do it.
Exactly.
And so that's my motivation now.
Lloyd, what about you? You got any wise words for Terrence over there and going through you remember those young childhood days and children throwing up on you? And
oh, God, I had 3 throwing up at the same time.
I remember those days too, Lloyd.
Yeah, I just, you know, shoot, I just look at him. I say, shoot, when I grow up, I want to look just like him.
Yeah, yeah. Terrence is in good shape. Like I said, we've got some eye candy here, don't we, Joe Pate, in here today?
Yes, we do.
Well, my only advice, and I probably can't give him advice because he's a trainer himself, and he worked with people every day that are probably not as athletic as he is, but he has to slow himself down and pace himself to their degree of physical activity. And, you know, that is a blessing. He has the best of both worlds. He gets to work out in a gym, and he gets to bring people up. He gets to take people to the next level every day. I have no advice for him except for keep it up.
That
brother.
Was some great advice.
Keep it up, brother.
Thank
Jeff,
you.
Jeff, what about you? You got some words of wisdom for Terrence?
No,
you
he's
second
doing
that?
He's a great job. He's a lot farther ahead than when I was his age. So, yeah. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
and you know, if he's catching vomit in his hands, he's already committed. You know, he's
that's
dedicated.
Right.
He's
that's a good thought. You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, Terrence, I started early in my, you know, I was 17 years old when I picked up my first weight, and it's carried with me, been my whole, it's been my career. You know, I made mm-hmm. it a career. And back years ago, it wasn't as popular as it is now, especially for women. There was not a lot of women. I think at one time I was the only woman in Georgia that owned a health club. Wow. That was just by myself, that didn't have a husband involved, you know. So, but it will be a great career for you, man, and I just admire you, and obviously these men do too. And so thank you for being here. We'll come back to all of y'all here in just a second. One of the another thing they said here is to set milestones and reward yourself. And another thing, Terrence, let me ask you this, because I think a lot of people, you know, if the child gets sick or something happens and they miss a workout, then they just say, oh, well, just throw the towel in. That's not the case. Tell them what they should do. If something happens and they miss a workout or two, or they get sick, you know, and they miss a week, they shouldn't just throw the towel in. They should just jump back on the horse and get back on their workout, shouldn't they?
Definitely. And like you said earlier, you know, when I was coming in, you know, there's always time. It's you know, it's all about the effort that you're wanting to put in. You know, there's 24 hours in a day. So I could easily sit there and say, you know, I'm not going to work out, or I've been busy all day. But at the end of the day, I'm like, if I'm a great trainer or if I'm enthusiastic about working out, you still can work out with your body weight. When Carmen goes to bed, if I have to, I'll do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. I'll have to do what I have to do. If I can't go to the gym and get that workout in.
Oh, so, Terrence, you're making me feel horrible.
like you said, you got to do, if you're avid about it and you want to make that change, then you're just going to do it.
You're making me feel bad, Terrence. You're making Grandma feel real bad here, because I get real tired by the end of the day. And sometimes I just walk out that door. Mm-hmm. You know, I told Jim last night, I said, you know, I tried to work biceps, and then somebody needed me at the front desk, and I went back and started again. And then I had to go to the office for something. They called me, you know, then I went back to work biceps again. And by the time you start and stop and start and stop, and I said, dadgummit, I don't even think I got a good bicep workout in, you know. But when I woke up this morning, my biceps were a little sore, so I felt like, well, maybe I did do something, you know. But
better,
yeah,
sitting on the couch.
Well, I do that too. Don't tell me, Jim. Well, by the time I work 10 hours. Jim! Don't.
Hey, okay. She earned it.
I did last night. And I did have my glass of wine last night. I'm not going to lie to you. Jim Wells, I'm going to get you. I'm going to beat you. I was taking you to eat, but never mind. I might take Terrence instead of you. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, I just get tired. I mean, it's just by the end of the day, then it's an hour drive. And I make excuses, Terrence, sometimes. But I feel like if I just get those three workouts in a week right now, you know, I'm doing good. It's about a mindset. You're right. It's about a mindset. Talk about diet, though, for just a second, Terrence. You're the trainer here. A lot of people say, well, I'm working out, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know, I'm not losing any weight. You know, what am I going to, oh, it's just, you're not giving me the right workout. You know, they tell the trainer. I've told that to myself many times. But, you know, you've got to eat the right types of nutrition. You got to get your macros right. You got to eat the, you know, the right amount of proteins. You got to cut those carbs. You got to cut those fats. So, I mean, you know, nutrients is, and diet is.
It's 100%. Exactly. It's 100%. You know, like you said, it's 100% related to the fitness, you know, the part
to
of
your
fitness.
True.
You can't just, you know, say, I'm going to go in the gym and I'm going to work out. I'm like, yeah, you can do that, but it's almost like a hamster on a wheel. You're just running around.
You can't out train a bad diet.
Exactly. You can't out train a bad diet. So yes, you're going in there to get that workout in, but if you're not seeing the changes that you want to see, how long is that really going to last?
Right.
You know, I catch my clients all the time. I mean, one thing that, you know, Des and I do with our clients, you know, for accountability reasons, is we have them actually text us pictures of their meals.
And that that's good.
That's a, you know, it, and not only, and not only.
I know how to cheat on that one, though.
It not only keeps them accountable with, you know, with showing us and saying, you know, man, I have to eat healthy. Now I got to follow that meal plan, because Terrence and Des, they're going to know that. Well, you know, they're actually going to be able to see it, but it also helps us as trainers to make sure that they're actually eating those meals on time. You know, that's another big thing that people, you know, forget about is meal timing, you know.
Right. That's a very true and very important. And a lot of people don't think about that.
Exactly. You know, like you said, you know, those meals are important, and also the timing that you're taking those meals in is very important also.
Right.
Like, you know, you always hear what breakfast is, what the most important meal of the day. It's actually kickstarting your metabolism.
Right.
And you should wake up in the morning. The first thing you should do is have at least 8 ounces of water. Water is actually going to kickstart your metabolism. Within 30 minutes, you should be having, you know, at least 24 grams of protein, for breakfast. Also, some, you know, good carbohydrates as far as complex carbs. Those are your fruits and veggies. And then definitely some source of good fat. So a slice of toast with peanut butter will be perfect. That's a power breakfast right there. So you can do some eggs, some turkey bacon, a slice of toast with peanut butter, and then some different types of fruit.
Sure. That sounds like a great diet. But those of you out there who want to show Terrence and Dez your plate, come see me at Wintersville Fitness. I have some good fake food and a nice plate. We can just send them the picture up there. It's a, you know, a cup of green beans and a slice of chicken. So I can fix that for you. Okay. You also need to track your progress. You need to study fitness and nutrition, or, you know, investigate, learn, because everybody's body's different, right, Terrence?
Definitely.
Everybody's body's different. And then remind yourself, and this is what I have to do. I'm reminding myself every day, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this at 58 years old still? Just like Jim said, you know, like Jeff said, you know, I want to look good for my husband. You know, he wants to look good for me. That's part of the goal. The second part of the goal is that we have 6 children. We have grandchildren. We have 4 little grandchildren that want Grandpa Jim to do this and want Grandma to do this. And, you know, we don't want to be creeping around and, you know, not being able to do this with those grandchildren. So it's about us being healthy now, you know, and having a quality of life as we get older. You know, Jim said he always wanted to climb the Appalachian Trail, and he asked me a few months ago, will you go do this with me? And I said, yes. Is there a Holiday Inn somewhere along the way? And he said, no, Maria, there's not. Now, I don't know if we'll ever really do that, but we did go zip lining, and I was petrified. But it was fun. We did go whitewater rafting. But, you know, you got to be in shape to do some of that stuff, you know. And there's other things that we want to do. So, you know, right now it's just us being healthy. But the reward, the side effect of that is to look good, too. And so, you know, I think we all want to look good. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to wind this up. We're going to be talking to Joe and Smoothie King. We're going to be asking you how you like your smoothies. Terrence, pick you up a smoothie from Smoothie King right there, brought to you by Joe Pate and Smoothie King here in Valdosta. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137. Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Health Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication dedicated to promoting a healthy lifestyle in the South Georgia area. Our next edition of Health Life will be food, glorious food, featuring nutritional information, recipes, and catering and summer food ideas from Big Nick's, Do Meals, Red Owl Coffee, and of course, Carter's Produce. So pick up your free issue today of the Food Glorious Food issue from Health Life Magazine at Wintersville Fitness, Black Crow Media, or at In the Game Magazine.
Hi, I'm Danielle, a personal trainer and group fitness instructor at Wintersville Fitness. I would like to invite you, your friends, and family to come try out our gym and awesome classes like Tabata, Strong by Zumba, Dynamic Yoga, and many more absolutely free. Call us today at 229-469-4292 and stop by our location at 1711 Norman Drive or Black Crow Media and pick up your free pass today. Whether you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just get healthy, Wintersville Fitness is the place for you.
Are you having a hard time eating healthy? Is it difficult to decide what to eat? Do you want a new energized you? Well, you're in luck. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Do Meals, and we believe in delivering delicious, healthy, balanced, and nutritious food. Eat good, live good is the motto we live by. Do Meals is affordable and makes life easy. All you have to do is order online at domeals.com, pick it up, and watch the results happen. That's D-U-M-E-A-L-Z.com. Use discount code EATGOOD5 for $5 off, or give us a call at 844-DO-MEALS.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and we have had a great time tonight with our Fit Fathers this, in honor of Father's Day. Well, I'm going to talk to my husband, Jim, for just a second. Jim, you have mid-50s, and we've got 6 children and 4 grandchildren. So tell us how you have enjoyed staying fit and how you have tried to lead by example all these years, staying fit and encouraging your children to stay fit.
Well, I try to do some activities with the children and the grandchildren. And as I said before, they're very active. And the youngest, 16, the youngest son, 16 years old, and he's a wrestler, football player, soccer player, and he's also going to go out for golf this next school year. So I feel like I burn a lot of energy just following him around to his contests. You know, even I'm sitting in the bleachers. No, really, I try to do some things with the kids and the grandkids. When I'm on my own, my regular, most regular activity is working out in the gym. You know, I like to lift weights. I force myself to do cardio. And then I have the occasional activities that I do just once in a while, which would be ride the bike or walk, things like that. Of course, when we go to the beach, you know, I get bored just sitting there for 8 hours looking at the ocean. You know, after about 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, now what are we going to do? So I'm looking for a volleyball game. I really enjoy volleyball, beach volleyball especially.
I know I've seen you play beach volleyball, and you're very good at it. I just like to watch it. I don't do that sort of thing. But, I mean, Jim, I mean, has it been hard for you to stay fit all these years?
Not really, because I've just done it consistently. I've never had that lapse where there were years where I didn't do it. That just didn't happen. Ever since I can remember being a little kid, I've been active and competitive and involved in something, and I've just kept doing it. So it really, it's more the opposite. It doesn't feel right when, if I have an injury or illness and I have to go 3 or 4 weeks without doing something like that, that drives me crazy.
Okay, now all these other men said they, when they had children, they had a lull there. So maybe I should talk to some other people in your life. Maybe I should call a few ex-wives and see what they had to say about that. He was in the gym working out, Lloyd and Jeff, and y'all were home taking care of kids.
I actually was in the gym.
You told on me about the wine. So.
I actually was in the gym. Got a phone call for one of the boys, and they said you need to get to the hospital right now. Your son's coming.
You're kidding me. You were working out, and one of your children were being born.
But I did get there in time.
Oh my gosh, I should have known. What a show here tonight, really, and my own husband, you know. Well, at least you were doing something positive, I guess. Isn't that right, guys? We'll give him that. Well, what advice would you give, and don't tell them to be working out in the gym while their wife's having a baby, Jim. What advice would you give any young father who's trying to work out, trying to raise a family, trying to make a living?
Don't make excuses. There's time. There's time for everything. You know, there's time for what you want to make time for. So make a healthy lifestyle. Make it a priority. And if that means involving your wife and kids to do that, then that's even better.
Sounds good. Jeff, any final words to encourage any fathers to get up and start getting fit, or to encourage those who are already fit and maybe struggling, needing pick-me-up or encouragement right now?
Yeah, I would just say, continue to work out. If you're not working out, do something that is active. It's definitely a positive lifestyle. It's the way to go.
Terrence, what about you?
For any fathers that are needing some assistance with personal training, contact Maria Wells.
Don't contact me. I don't really do that anymore. You can contact Terrence Boyd or Des Gray or Cindy Spell at Wintersville Fitness. Terrence, tell them how to get in touch with you, though, because you are a trainer and you're going to train men, women, anybody. Tell them how to get in touch with you.
So if you're social media, if you're trying to get in contact with me via Instagram, my Instagram account is T_personal training, Facebook, just Terrence Boyd, or my business page on Facebook is It's Lit Transformations. It's Lit stands for lifestyle integrated time. So basically a lifestyle integrated over time transformations.
Great. I like that. That's very cool. Thank Lloyd, you. What final words?
Well, just one thing, you know, props to Terrence, because my wife was she wasn't a personal trainer, but her degree's in sports medicine, and she walked into the gym. We met a year later. We were married, but she proceeded to tear me down on how I was lifting and corrected my form and made me better for it.
Good.
So my advice for anybody that is going to try to get back in the gym, whether you're young or old, is do seek a professional. Get a personal trainer. Get someone to show you the form, how to do it right, so you don't get hurt and you don't get discouraged.
Well, thank you. Great words to live by. I want to say a special thanks to Joe Pate and Smoothie King for providing our fathers tonight with smoothies from Smoothie King. So hope y'all have enjoyed those. Were they good tonight, guys?
They're awesome. They're very good.
Hit the spot.
Very good. I've got some prize packages for you before you leave, and I want a special shout out to Hooters tonight. I have a $25 gift card to each of you for coming on tonight and to wish you a happy Father's Day. So before you leave, so a special shout out to Hooters and its management for providing you fathers with that gift card tonight. And special from Hooters, and thank y'all for coming tonight. Well, Joe, what is happening at Smoothie King these days and what is going on for the summer? Tell us.
Well, Maria, Smoothie King has completely revamped all of its mango smoothies. Instead of the mango juice, we're now using the real mango, whole mangoes, in all of our mango smoothies. So come try one of our new and improved vegan mango kale or pineapple mango Greek yogurt. I think you got
that's
the
what I got.
Yogurt
it's so good. Yogurt
delight.
It's good.
Mango strawberry.
Yes.
I got Jim the Gladiator with mango and strawberry.
That was delicious too.
Good. And I think Lloyd, I think you got the lean one pineapple mango.
Yes.
And then Terrence, Jeff, and I. Excuse me, keeping up with all these names. We are drinking the Slim and Trim meal replacement smoothies, which were our promotion in the spring, and all of those are less than 250 calories with anywhere from 11 to 21 grams of protein, chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. I got the strawberry, you got the vanilla, I think you got the chocolate. Hope those are good for you.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. And then my all-time favorite, Chase is having that one. It's the activator with peanut butter, chocolate activator with peanut butter, and it's got about 28 grams of protein. It's really delicious. It's got coconut water, which is hydrating for you, and the Gladiator protein in it. So how are you liking that, Chase?
Can I get another one?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is $5 Friday, all day long, medium smoothies, medium size, the 32-ounce, at all three of our Smoothie King locations in Thomasville, Tifton, and Valdosta. And then we are going to be opening a Smoothie King on this side of town for everybody here. It's going to have a drive-through, and our address is, let me find it, 1744 Gornto Road, Suite C. It's right across the street from Publix, and that's going to be in the fall. So we are working on that now, getting everything together, so we're very excited to be able to continue to provide wonderful smoothies to the community, to Valdosta and the surrounding areas.
That is going to be so much fun to have y'all on this side of town, Joe. I'm so excited.
It's going to be so convenient with a drive-through.
It is. That drive-through, that's why we love Tifton, because you just buzz right through there, you know, the Tifton location. Just buzz right through there and get it and go. And it's not that it's not, but it's really not convenient for us, for me, you know, on this with y'all being way across town over there. So, but anyway, I tell you, this is very good. It's getting to be such a nice treat, isn't it, Chase, every week when Joe brings us our smoothies. We thank you, Joe, so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I'm so appreciative that you allow me to be here on the show and help host it with you. It's wonderful.
Well,
so
you're just
fun.
A lot of fun. And
it's been
we've
great
enjoyed
to meet
this.
All these guys.
Isn't
it
been great?
And I mean, it's just, I'm just in awe of them. I mean, really.
Aren't they? I'm really.
They're great fathers.
Great fathers, great men. You know, they are setting great examples, not only for their families, but for others. And I thank you each, Jeff, Terrence, Lloyd, and Jim, for coming and sharing your stories here with us on Fit Talk. And hope that you will come back again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to be here. Chase, it was a great show again tonight. Next week, don't forget, people, we are going to have Tracy Livingston with Valdosta Health and Wellness on. It's going to be an interesting show, testosterone.
That's right.
How it affects the body in males and females, and how it affects your sexual health. So that will be a very interesting show. Last year, that was our highest listened to show. So
bad we don't have the TV on right
here
anymore.
Yeah, too bad we don't have the TV on, Chase. You'll have to listen to that show instead of watching the TV. Very clinical. There's nothing, you know, but Fit Talk is about health and fitness, and that is part of our health and fitness.
There's nothing wrong with wanting to learn about the human body. There's nothing wrong about it.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely not. And, of course, Tracy Livingston, she deals with hormones, and that is her angle is hormones. And, you know, we all need them as we get older. They're not just there for us as we get younger, as we're younger, but we need them as we get older, too. My husband could tell you that, but that's a whole nother show. We'll wait for that. I thank y'all for listening tonight. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Stay fit, love your family, and always stay in faith. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.